We'll have a status report on the U.S. economy, which is showing new signs of strength. I'm David Brancaccio. It's been an unsettling week for so much, from geopolitics, given chances for a Russian attack on Ukraine, to the stock market, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average falling 622 points yesterday, 1.8%. Now, that's the biggest drop in a day this year, but assessments of the U.S. economy this week, when you add them up together and include big demerits for inflation, show strength among consumers and for hiring. Retail sales covering January went up nearly 4%, factory production up 1.5%, and the four-week trend for people signing up for unemployment benefits is going in the right direction as coronavirus infections go down. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has a roundup.
The upshot is that COVID may be able to nudge the economy at the margins, but unlike earlier in the pandemic, successive variant waves aren't bossing the economy around anymore. Job growth stayed strong in January, even with millions absent from work due to COVID illness or quarantine. Hourly work shifts dipped last month, but have now returned to pre-Omicron levels. Same dip and recover has happened with consumers' willingness to eat in a restaurant, go to the mall, take a vacation, and get on a train, a bus, or a plane to get there. And according to a new report from the Pew Research Center, most people who are working from home now could go back to the office, but have chosen to keep working remotely because it allows them to be more productive or happier or balance work and life better. The percentage who aren't going into the office for fear of being exposed to COVID keeps declining. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Let's check the numbers. After the down day Thursday, U.S. stock index futures are up this morning. The Dow future is up 115 points, 0.3%. The S&P future is up 0.5%. The NASDAQ future up 0.6%, with the U.S. pushing for a high-level meeting with Russia maybe next week to talk about Ukraine, with the idea of maybe a heads of state summit under discussion. London's 100-share index is up 0.2%. The DAX in Germany is up 0.1%. Crude oil is down 2.6%, $89.41 a barrel. Facebook, with active users falling worldwide, is at the moment no longer in the top 10 list of most valuable companies as judged by the stock market. It got as high as number 6 in the world, but it's now 11th highest market capitalization. That's number of stocks times the price. Early this month, it was a $323 stock, but it's now $207, down 36%. I thought it's now called Meta, you say. Yes, but its ticker symbol is still FB. Grades can get you into college, but so can having parents who went to the school, especially if they give money. A new bill before Congress would bar colleges and universities from getting access to $120 billion in federal student aid if they give dibs to the children of alums and donors. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
When Amherst College was founded in Massachusetts more than 200 years ago, it was meant to educate indigent young men of piety and talents, says Matt McGann, Dean of Admission and Financial Aid for the school.
So from the very beginning, this was a place that was not centered on education for the elite, but for education of a broader population.
But Amherst is elite in that it's very selective. This past year, McGann says it admitted only 8% of about 14,000 people who applied. When choosing between qualified applicants, the children of Amherst graduates had an extra edge. In October, Amherst announced it was ending that practice. McGann says the goal was to send a message to all students everywhere.
Amherst is a place where you can thrive and where we would hope that you might apply.
The change goes into effect with the next round of admissions, and McGann says the most recent applicant pool is already more economically and racially diverse than in previous years. That's in line with what Congressman Jamal Bowman of New York says is a goal of his bill that aims to end the practice of legacy admissions.
It's really important for everyone in our country to receive an exemplary education, and because that hasn't always been the case, we continue to be a country that perpetuates inequality, perpetuates a system of haves and have-nots.
If passed, the bill would keep schools with legacy admission practices from accessing federal student aid. In a statement, the Council for Advancement and Supportive Education says it should be up to each institution to decide how to best build a diverse student body. Not all schools consider family connections when admitting students, but those that do are among the most competitive in the country. Oyan Poon studies higher education at Colorado State.
the leadership elite of this country remain largely graduates from these very sought-after institutions.
Poon says in addition to legacy admissions, there are lots of other issues in making higher education accessible, like how much it costs once a student gets in. I'm Stephanie Hughes from Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The U.S. has added sites operated by Chinese technology giants Alibaba and Tencent to what Washington has labeled the notorious markets list. These are businesses officials see as trafficking in counterfeit goods. The list includes 42 online sites and dozens of physical stores run by the firms. Nick Marsh from our reporting partner, the BBC, has more from Singapore.
At the moment, it's made up of 42 online marketplaces and 35 physical markets around the world. And this year, it includes AliExpress and WeChat, two giants of Chinese e-commerce. WeChat's parent company, Tencent, said it strongly disagreed with the decision, while Alibaba said it would continue to work with government agencies to address intellectual property concerns on its platforms. Both companies, like many Chinese technology firms, have struggled with tough new regulations imposed by both Washington and Beijing. I'm the BBC's Nick Marsh for Marketplace.
The situation in and around Ukraine is a geopolitical crisis that also will continue to affect the value of savings that you may have. Now, our newsroom will monitor throughout the day. Listen for my colleague, Kai Rizdahl, host of Marketplace, later today on many public radio stations, of course, or streaming from marketplace.org. Our digital producer is Redmond Carolipio. Our engineers are Jay Siebold and Jessen Dueler. Our intern, of course, is Jarrett Dang. It's Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.